right, welcome to the inaugural podcast, the inaugural episode, the very first one of the Gospel Missile podcast. I'm Chris, and this is my bride, Carolyn.
Hello.
We are on a mission to make Christ known in all that we do, and we have an avenue in which we believe the Lord has led us to do this. So, the unique thing about us, we have a large family, and we believe that the family is the method that God has used or designed to use to right the wrongs in this world. And we just want to talk about that in this podcast. We want to hit that theme up strong, maybe talk about fun stuff sometimes, because family can get deep. It can be tough, but for today, we're just going to talk to you about who we are and maybe tell some funny stories. Now we have to think some, right? Carolyn is nodding her head. Yes. On the other side of the table. So I guess really to set the stage, we are sitting at our kitchen table and we have a computer and some microphones, and that's pretty much it. We are starting at the very bottom.
I'm Carolyn. I am Chris's wife. He already said that. We have 7 children. And so I guess I'm just trying to figure out where this fits in. Just to go on what Chris was saying is that, like, what I've learned being married and having our family is that that's supposed to be like the picture of Jesus on earth. Like, this is how, like, being a wife is how I learned to be more like Jesus. Being a mother is how I learned to be more like Jesus, because everyday experiences allow me to practice the things that Jesus embodied, and that is offering grace and mercy and forgiveness and unconditional love in everyday situations with my husband and with my children, and really just about with anybody I encounter. That's what we're supposed to do.
Okay, yeah. So in the same thing, something that I've learned is that my children have replicated me in both good ways and bad ways. But the bad ways, where they'll say this word or that word or this phrase or that phrase, or they'll have a predictable attitude about something, I'm like, man, that was me when I was this age. That was just terrible. And now I have to deal with it. I do blame my mom. She told me on several occasions, well, I hope you have one just like you. And
you have 5.
Oh, man. So we do have 5 boys. And yeah, so far they're all just like me in their each unique kind of way. If that makes any sense at all, that seems a little bit like doublespeak. But if you knew them, you'd understand. So, I mean, just real quick, Carolyn, do you want to talk about maybe where you were born, where you kind of come from, what your family life was like growing up?
So I was born and raised in San Diego, California. My parents split when I was 3, and I did not grow up in church. I did not have any, religious structure or belief system.
Why was that?
My mom wanted us, I say us, me, my sister, and my brother, to choose for ourselves.
Okay.
And which I believe for me worked out, because God brought me you, because that's how that happened, and you led me to Christ.
It's a tough pedestal to stand on.
The disciples weren't perfect either, right?
Oh, that is true. You know, our pastor Brad spoke about that on this past Sunday, about how each one had their own faults. I think I embody almost all of them. So, you grew up without any religious training or any religious background. Did you ever go to church at all?
Yeah, there was a couple of times that I always think about around this time of year. So tonight's Good Friday, like as of this recording, and we got Easter and kids are wanting to do their Easter egg hunts, and I do remember a time that we got dressed up. I don't know, looking back on it, it just seems like, what was the point of all that? Because nobody talked to me about the message that we heard. Like, I know there was something that was intended for the children, but the reason we were there was so my mom and like the other family units we were with, you know, everybody got there. It was for the pictures. Kids all dressed up, running around in the grass, picking up eggs. That's what that was for.
But this was at a church?
Yeah.
So my assumption is that there was like a gospel presentation on some level.
There must have been. I really don't remember that at all.
Hmm. Seeds planted.
A lot of the way I was raised was to please my parents, and the way I've learned to look at that now is that like everybody has a God, and the way my life was structured, it's pretty clear who that God was, and it wasn't Yahweh.
Oh, I hear the baby in the other room.
Can we just pause?
Oh, we can pause it. Hey, so yeah, we're gonna take a break. We got what, just like 5 minutes in, and we're gonna take a break. You know.
That's it.
Oh, baby girl's a month old, so we gotta go when she calls, right? Okay, and we're back. The baby stopped crying, so got a little sip of water and got back to it. We were talking about your religious experiences growing up.
So I was talking about what my God was growing up, and I said that everybody has a God, and it's not always Yahweh. So, but it's really just whatever, like, what is your reason for doing what it is you're doing? Like, as a child, are you trying to behave well and get good grades because it brings glory to God? Or is it to make your parents happy? Can it be both?
To make your life easy.
Yeah. Can it be a little bit of both? Maybe. Like, God knows what our heart is, that's for sure. But my why growing up was to bring, I guess it was a lot, to make my life easier.
I mean, I identify with that.
And I just wanted to find a way to earn a living that was better than the way I had grown up. And I aimed pretty high at first. I went to school to be a doctor, and that did not turn out because I had some bad habits. And I guess that's stuff that we can get into at a later time.
Yeah, I think we can dive in into our the details of our personal story as we go along. But I don't think that's where we're going today.
So I met Chris when I was 19. And he, like I mentioned, he did bring me to the Lord, and I was baptized, and we got married in the same year.
You forgot the part where I was just like amazingly handsome and swept you off my feet, or your feet. So I swept myself off my feet. I'm just kidding. It was that car.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's been years of just trying to figure out what marriage really is, because I had an incorrect view of what that should be either, or as well, because of how I grew up. Oh.
Well, she's crying again. So we're going to get through this. We're going to get through this, and we're going to take another break. And, you know, it's the pilot, so, you know, we can make all the mistakes we want and learn from them later, right? And we're back, and our vicious guard dog, it's our mission control mascot, is walking around the house. And so as I pushed record, you hear her claws on our faux wood floor. But she'll lay down. She's a good dog. So we were talking about how you grew up, how you had a religious background that was void of religion, pretty much. So off mic, we were talking about how you had this example of how you treated men and how you expected men to act and that kind of thing. Can you?
So once we were married, even though we got married for the right reasons, you know, it wasn't like this magical romantic thing. It was conviction that we needed to make things right because we were already living together. And I did not have a positive example of how to be a wife, how I should treat my husband. I knew what the Bible said. But I acted out like just about every scenario I watched my mom and her boyfriend go through. And so it wasn't until these more recent years that I started to understand like what it actually means to submit to my husband. And Chris and I have discussed at length how the Bible doesn't tell us to do things that come naturally. And so a woman is told to respect her husband, and a man is told to love his wife.
Yeah.
Well, why is that? Because a woman showing respect to her husband is not what comes naturally.
Right.
And a man showing love to his wife is not what comes naturally.
Right.
And so I've just, I think our focus is going to be a lot on what we've learned and how those things, how learning those lessons has positively affected our lives in the more recent years. And just the victories and struggles along the way, because it hasn't, like, just because we figured it out doesn't mean we've lived it perfectly.
We've not arrived.
So I guess this is where we start talking about you. So how did you grow up? What was God's role in your life?
Completely opposite, pretty much. Before we get to that, though, the command to love your neighbor as yourself is that right there is high religion. That is what Jesus said that the law hung on. That, and, you know, primarily love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, but also to love your neighbor like yourself. He said that is just like it. And to equate loving another person with the same fervor and the same intentionality as they loved God. So, you know, the Jewish people were incredibly religious at that point in time. They had a very strict lifestyle that they were supposed to adhere to, and that was viewed as loving God. I mean, they would pray the Shema, and that was their focus. The righteous ones, the ones who thought that they were not the sinners, or they were not the problems. But our Lord had a different view on that, you know, being that he knew their hearts and knew their minds. And so the command to love one another is just, it's so intense, because it's just as important as loving God. And I'm sure we're going to keep coming back to that over and over again, but it's not natural. I mean, we're commanded to love God because there has to be a commandment to love God. Otherwise, we won't in our fallen state. Back to me, I grew up here. You know, Mission Control is situated somewhere in the boonies of Georgia. It's not that bad, is it? It's only 30 minutes to Walmart, right? So I grew up pretty much here. I grew up in a family that was in church every Sunday, every Wednesday. So twice on Sunday, once on Wednesday. We hit up every Easter. I had two brothers. We had a relatively stable home. We weren't perfect, not by a long shot. And there's things that I think later on in life, or later on in the podcast, we'll get into a little bit more of, and how a lot of those things shaped me. But typical lower middle class family. At one point, I was going to Christian school, so they were able to afford that. So really, we had everything that we need. Now, the Lord provided it. And there were times looking back where things were really tough, like when my dad lost his job, or when he broke his leg or something. Like, things got tight, things got hairy, and looking back, I'm aware of all of that now. But as a kid, I didn't really feel it. You know, 3-bedroom, 2-bath house, 2 cars, 3 cars. You know, my dad was a mechanic, so there's always cars everywhere. But my relationship with living here and being here and being under the roof with my parents, I wanted to leave as quick as I could, and I did. I joined the Navy in 2003. I left in 2003. I actually signed papers in 2002. I want to say it was 2002. And my mom had to sign the contract with me because I was 17 at the time. But we, I left and I was given an option to take orders to Richmond, Virginia and get on a ship there or go to, San Diego, California and get on a ship there. And I had friends from San Diego and I, again, I just wanted to leave. And I mean, who joins the military to stay home, right? So that's what I did. I left and I ended up sailing all the way to the Mediterranean and eventually back. And, in that process, I developed a lot of bad habits. And some of those bad habits really just kind of left me feeling empty and alone. And I had this God moment. I'll never forget, looking at the lighthouse on Point Loma and just this God moment, just reiterating itself. Like I had this thought and then it just, when I came home and it just hit me even harder where I was like, man, I want to look for a wife. I want to have a family. And, I began looking for that. Didn't know how to look for it. I wasn't in church at the time. I guess you could say I was looking in the wrong places, but I just happened to find the right one while I was there. And that was you. That was Carolyn, this pretty amazing, intelligent, gorgeous 19-year-old girl. And look, y'all, I'm only 2 years older than her, so don't act like I'm being weird. We're both very young adults. So I'm 21 years old and I find 19-year-old Carolyn and we were pretty much inseparable after that. But each with our own baggage. So I came in with my own baggage and my own habits, my own hangups and desperate need of the Lord and a desperate need of recovery. And I just didn't know how to look for it, didn't know how to find it. I was spiritually just lost. I believed in God. I believed it was Yahweh. I believed in Jesus. I accepted Jesus, or at least had that saving knowledge when I was a young boy around second grade. I was baptized in a small little Southern Baptist church. Really not too terribly far from where we are, and it wouldn't take us too long to get over there. But man, the truth is I wasn't living the walk. I knew how to talk it, but I wasn't living it at all. And my habits, my lifestyle proved that. So managed to get out of the Navy with an honorable discharge and immediately just became financially and emotionally and physically attached to Carolyn, and we've been together ever since. Looking back at it, I don't deserve it. We were talking again off mic that it could have ended in divorce so easily. It was headed that way. And the Lord spoke to us in different ways, just through our different rock bottoms. And through my rock bottom was a realization that we just had our second kid, and I was about to lose all of it. And that was a problem. And so I started taking it very seriously at that time, and here we are. There's so much life that was lived between then and now, and we'll get to it. Like we want to continue talking about this and addressing those kinds of things where we have this experience and we want to tell people about it. So I guess it kind of brings us back to the mission. So I have coined our kitchen table studio. This is Mission Control. And from here we make decisions, and from here we obviously sit and record and have important conversations. And the mission is first and foremost to make Christ known. Everybody's heard of the Great Commission. What's it? It's Matthew. Man, I'm totally blanking on the reference. I'm gonna look it up. So I don't think I'm supposed to put sound effects into the audio. Carolyn's shaking her head at me. So here we are in Matthew 28. Verse 18, it says, Jesus came and told his disciples that he said, I have been given all authority in heaven and earth. Therefore, go and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Teach these new disciples to obey all the commands I have given you. And be sure of this, I am with you always, even till the end of the age. That is what we call the Great Commission. That's Matthew 28, 18 through 20. So that's why we do what we do. We want to make Christ known. That is primary objective numero uno. And the way that we believe God wants us to do that is through our family. I have other interests. You know, I'm a musician, and I work in the trades, and I particularly enjoy woodworking, and I enjoy, you know, singing and talking and everything like that. But man, it's been impressed upon me in my heart that my mission is to provide a foundation for my now 7 children, and through them to reach the gospel. That's what the gospel missile is about, is the gospel is the ballistic missile that God uses in our world to fix what sin and evil has done. So that's really the gist of it. Man, we're going to keep going. We're going to answer some questions. The next episode is going to answer the question of why have a large family. And we're going to dig in to that. And we're going to dig into more of the difficulties of that, and the public shaming that this happened, and the inappropriate comments. It's going to be great. So a little editorial note on that. We actually already recorded those episodes. That was the first thing that we used. We just got started. We hooked everything up and we got talking about it. And, you know, I hear the baby crying in the background. So we're going to wrap this up really, really quick. It's the way it's going to be, y'all. So the question is, it ended up being a 2-part episode. I ended up having to cut it in half, because it was an hour and a half long or something like that. I had to edit it down and, get rid of all the ums and coughs and all of that stuff. I'm excited to be here. I'm excited to do this. This is what I believe the Lord has us doing. I'll talk more about my interest in wanting to be in media and being in radio and not having the opportunity to do that, because I was on mission taking care of my family and providing for them. And it would have just completely taken me out of the house to pursue something like that. And so I just knew that wasn't the time. And I'm so excited that the podcast arena really just kind of opened up to me, and I realized that, hey, maybe this is something we can do. Maybe this is something that would be the thing. Like, we've been looking for the thing for Carolyn and I to do together. And I'm excited about it. I really am. I'm living a dream just doing this, and I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just a dude who the Lord just told him to go. And even when I hesitated, he's like, dude, I told you to go. Why didn't you go? So I'm going. So Carolyn, did you have anything you wanted to add before we close this one out? She's shaking her head. No. Yeah, we can't hear heads shaking.
I know. You covered it all. You kept talking.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm very passionate about this. I've been talking about it for months and months and months and months, and we're finally doing it. And I can't be happier with the effort. And I hope and pray that each person that hears this, if it's just one person, like if one person finds Jesus because of what we're talking about, if one person decides to give their life to Christ or come back to Christ or even just takes a nugget of something that they heard and it improves their lives or improves their families or gives them the courage to fix a relationship or get clean or go back to church, even if it's just something like that, that's a major win. That's what we're about. Even if it's just one person, then I will have counted this as worth every little bit. So, looking forward to hearing from you guys. You can check us out on YouTube at the Gospel Missile Podcast. And you can also check us out on Facebook and Instagram at the Gospel Missile. And we will be excited to interact with you on that kind of level. Just send us any kind of questions or comments or anything like that, critique. I promise I'll learn to take it. That's something we could talk about too, about learning humility. That's been my lesson this year from God, by the way. But anyway, we love you. God bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day, night, whenever you listen to this, whatever that is for you. I hope it's great.